Zo, helemaal onder de grond. Bijna terug in de tijd van de Romeinen. En later komen ook de Normannen te sprake. In andere fragmenten hebt u al gehoord dat we spraken met Steven. En we gaan maar even op de grond zitten. Het is vrij laag hier allemaal. We zijn in Essex, ten noordoosten van Londen. Het grote graafschap. Lijkt een beetje op onze regio. Ook de Romeinse invloeden. U hebt al gehoord dat Steven vertelde over het kasteel. Het kasteel van Colchester. Want daar zijn we.
Well, here we are. We are now underneath the north wall of Colchester Castle. We are actually in the tunnel that a local businessman called John Wheely in the 17th century actually dug into the castle to find buried treasure. He didn't find any, unfortunately for him. He went bankrupt before. He also tried to demolish Colchester Castle, which is why the top looks a little bit ragged today. But as I say, you know, he did run out of money, and luckily the Colchester Castle was saved. But what he did do is he did manage to burrow into the foundations of the Roman temple. Before the castle was here, there was actually a Roman temple, the Temple of Roman Claudius. And what the Normans did in the 11th century when they invaded England in 1066 is they built a series of castles. Yeah. Colchester Castle is the largest castle they ever built in Britain. And actually, you can see the thickness of the walls here at this point. Yeah. The wall here is 17 feet thick. So from that point, that white point, all the way through. And it's simply to stop people undermining the castle.
Very strong.
Yeah. So it's just simply to stop anyone tunneling into the castle in order to destroy the walls, which is what was common to castles at that time. Very strong. And also you can see the difference in the cement. The cement for the Roman temple base is white. The Norman is yellow. The Norman cement is actually not as strong as the Roman cement. Yeah. So Norman cement is actually inferior. That's right.
Yeah. Goed. Alle informatie kunt u ook vinden op de site via visitessex.com.